Brilliance Audio.
Strictly Business by Ruth Cardello. Performed by Rock Engel and Lori West. Chapter 1. Jesse. The flustered-looking brunette, whose briefcase had just popped open and dumped papers at her feet, was the reason I was still in jeans. I blamed her for the fact that I was wearing work boots for the second day in a row. When I'd offered to pretend to be my twin brother Scott, I'd imagined investing only a few hours into the charade. I should have already been back in my office in Brookline, fielding calls from news stations regarding the most recent and most impressive contract Rehoboth Heating and Cooling had ever landed. When my older brother Thane and I had taken over our family's company, we decided to reach beyond the traditional local and government contracts my father had courted. Instead of investing in machinery to increase production, we'd used our trust funds to aggressively recruit the top minds in related fields. It was a gamble that was finally paying off. A privately owned company, Bellarwood, had just contracted us to design and install our alternative to traditional thermal control systems in the multi-billion-dollar space station they were racing to get into orbit. The deal would add a string of zeros to my family's net worth. Yet there I was, standing on a porch with peeling paint, wondering why the hell I'd agreed to stay on another day, when Crystal Holmes, a rep from Stedman Oil, rescheduled the meeting she'd arranged with Scott. I'd seen it for what it was, a classic power play. No different than all the times I'd made business associates wait while I finished a phone call. If things were ratcheting up, I couldn't let Scott handle it on his own. I had expected Ms. Holmes to be a seasoned negotiator. Instead, she was beautiful and teetering on high heels as if they were new to her. Her skirt hiked up deliciously each time she bent in an attempt to gather what the wind had other plans for. I was attracted. Any man would have been. But it wasn't something I'd act upon. Wide-eyed and innocent was far from my type. Embracing my role, I hooked a thumb in a front pocket of my jeans and leaned a hip against the railing of my brother's farmhouse porch. I could have helped her, but the first rule of engagement was to never give up a position of advantage. In life, regardless of one's situation, the strongest and the most prepared were the ones who thrived. Scott didn't see that yet, but he'd learn. Saving his farm was lesson one. Stedman Oil had already offered more for the land than it was worth. They'd already sent lawyers to town hall to dig up anything they could use against Scott. Ms. Holmes was a distraction, a dirty little trick even I was above resorting to. It was surprising that Scott's naive belief that things worked out for people who tried their best and played by the rules hadn't already cost him everything. After resecuring her papers in her briefcase, the woman ran a hand over the curls that were coming free from the loose bun at the nape of her neck. She had a rockin' body, ample breasts that strained to pop open the top of her shirt, and legs that went on forever. Scott would have been putty in her hands. When it came to being identical, our similarities were only skin deep. I was far harder to sway. Normally nothing would have lured me from the office, but Thane understood that I couldn't sit back and watch Stedman Oil outmaneuver Scott. Call it pride. Rehoboths didn't lose, and if someone came for one of us, we faced them down together. Loyalty was the foundation of our family, for the men at least. My mother hadn't held to that philosophy. She'd had no issue with walking away. Scott wasn't a Rehoboth. Separated at birth, we'd been adopted by different couples, neither of whom had known that there were two of us until recently. I still wouldn't have known of Scott's existence had an old college friend not sent me an online article of Scott holding up a fucking duck with a prosthetic leg he'd designed for it. My friend Isaac had sent me the article as a joke, the ultimate doppelganger doing something so far removed from what I would do that it was hilarious. To Isaac. Me? I was mildly amused at first. It was interesting to see someone with so-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?